So I know you've got a lot going on. But remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I spend most of my time over there in the news brewery, steeping and malting the most topical news barley, killing it to 4% moisture, mashing it, and then adding newsiest story hops and top-cropping yeast, then fermenting it at 64 degrees for 3 weeks to brew the full-bodied yet zesty bespoke craft beer that is my monologue. But sometimes I fall out of the ceiling in an abandoned high school and soak a dirty gym sock in a broken bleach bottle filled with storm drain water so I can keg stand the hobo swill of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile...
Meanwhile, in science news, male contraception could be edging closer thanks to a new genetic discovery. And just so we're clear, edging is a terrible method of contraception. The contraception medication worked in mice by targeting a gene that's only expressed in the testicles, which caused deleterious mutations to 98% of the sperm, which had abnormalities in their heads and midpieces, rendering them unable to fertilize an egg. Another guaranteed form of contraception, using the phrase deleterious sperm mutations over dinner. Meanwhile, a Spanish climber has left a cave after 500 days in isolation, or technically, isolation. Her adventure was part of a study about time spent underground in a project called Time Cave, which is also the title of my new limited series co-starring Jean-Claude Van Damme on Paramount Plus. Time Cave, the algorithm said you'd watch. Meanwhile, everyone is totally fine, but in North Carolina, this 13-year-old boy got trapped inside a claw machine. They would have freed him, but his parents ran out of quarters. Meanwhile, due to a failed jalapeno crop, a sriracha shortage is looming. Yes, I know, it's bad, meaning sriracha could soon be as hard to find as it is to spell. Oh, you think you can? Jimmy, blur it. Go ahead, try. S-I-R, wrong. There's an R after the S, and there's a C in there someplace. You'll never find it. You're lost in a time cave of consonants. Really, applause. Sriracha, it's sriracha. Meanwhile, in local news, New York is now ranked as the wealthiest city on the planet. Yes, New York is so rich and luxurious that when the subway creeps flash you their meat, it's Wagyu. I want to point out in rehearsal, the guy was facing away from the camera. And we didn't see any of the, you know, the Rupert Murdoch stuff going on. I'm so sorry. Meanwhile, bagels, aka business donuts. There's a major new food innovation here in the city. Behold the stuffed crust bagel. It's the creation of Philadelphia cream cheese and New York City bagel shop H&H Bagels. It's the biggest New York City-Philadelphia mashup since Gritty joined the Rockettes. Meanwhile, in doggy doppelganger news, the internet is head over heels over a viral pup who is a dead ringer for Snoopy. Isn't that beautiful? It's not quite as cute is how much his owner looks like Charlie Brown.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back May 1st with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
All benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.